Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Dror Lever is our guest. Dror is the founder of Coronet, an award-winning cloud security company. Dror, tell us about Coronet.
So we are the only security as a service platform that targets small to mid-sized businesses. We give a small to mid-sized business everything they need from a cybersecurity perspective, end-to-end, very reasonably priced, very easy to use. You can find a lot more about this at www.coro.net.
If I wanted to have belt and suspenders, so let's say I already have one of the other security companies on my computer, and I heard about your company, and I wanted to have belt and suspenders. I wanted to make sure if the bad guys got through, they had to go through, you know, two lines of defense. Could I sit your system on top of everything else?
Absolutely.
They work together.
We play nice with everyone. Absolutely, we play very nice with everyone.
Good. So the website is coronet.com?
It's coro.net.
Coro, C-O-R-O, dot net.
Correct.
All right, so check that out, folks. And is there a trial or what's
yes,
what's
absolutely.
The
absolutely there is a free trial. Okay. After the free trial expires, the cost is extremely reasonable. So we're talking $2 to $6 per month per user.
Wow.
For an entire security stack, everything
wow.
from securing the user to the device they use to the network they use.
So if I had your system mounted on my laptop, and I did something, one of my employees did something stupid and accidentally hit an .exe file, and would your system intercept that before they could get infected?
So our system would be able to intercept, ensure that even if they get infected, that they don't spread the infection elsewhere in the organization.
And go out through the network.
Which is really, exactly, through the network, through the cloud services.
Right.
I mean, all of us today are using cloud services such as Office 365 or Dropbox or
Does your system Salesforce. Would your system tell me that I've actually landed on a bad site, a site that has danger, or that an email that's come in has got a little bomb in it or something like that? Would it tell me that?
On the email side, yes. On the website, not really. But if you're on a bad website and it infects you, we'll ensure to contain that infection to make sure that it doesn't spread.
I got you. All right. That sounds good. So tell us, give us an example of how to make sure that we don't get any of this ransomware in our system. Besides the obvious of having the right kind of security protection like your company offers.
So I'll give you a few very important rules that are very, very easy to actually implement and that can reduce your risk by, you know, 90%. Okay, so first of all, make sure your computers, your laptops, your cell phones, your tablets that you're using, they're all on the latest and greatest operating system. So when Microsoft sends you that nagging thing, oh, update your software, update, you know, the famous Tuesday update,
yeah.
Make sure to apply it because they're working very hard to support and to protect us, but we need to do our part and install the updates that they send us, even if it's a little inconvenient to do it. I cannot stress how important that is.
All right.
Same thing for your browsers and your email program. So if you're using Chrome, for example, make sure that your Chrome browser is the latest and greatest version. Google is working very hard to ensure that your browser catches a lot of those bad guys before they get to you. But they can only do it if you have the latest and greatest browser. So
right.
Make sure that you update your browser. Make sure you update your machines to the latest operating system.
Right.
Make sure that every time the vendors that you're using are releasing new software, that you update that software.
And train your people. Train your people not to do stupid things, right?
And the second thing is, of course, train your people never to click or do or download something that they shouldn't. Train them not to install applications that you have not provided them, that
don't,
you have not bought for them.
Don't assume that they know. CORO.net, CORO.net is the website for Dror Lever. Hey, Dror, good job today. Come back soon.
I would love to. Let's talk next time about pitching.
There you go. We will. Dror Lever, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.